Hello, this is Maggie Mertens. You're listening to The Forecast here on KVRU 105.7 FM. Today we have a very special treat. We're having a bit of a roundtable discussion to discuss the Seattle Torrents season, our first inaugural season here with a PWHL team, which has been, you know, full of ups and downs. And now that we're headed into PWHL playoffs, we wanted to bring back Ava Wood from 365 Hockey Girl and Heather Koimunka from the Hockey News. Thank you guys both so much for being here.
Thanks for having me back. I'm so excited.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Amazing. So the Torrent, as we're recording this, there is one more regular season game. But I wanted to start with actually the Wednesday night game, which turned out to be extremely exciting. I think you both were there. So can you guys just give me the takeaways from both of you for what that game was like? Ava, do you want to start?
Oh, I can start. Yeah, I think the Wednesday game was super fun, especially because the night before, the Golden Knights actually beat the Montreal Victoires, which really turned up the heat in that gold plan race. If you recall, the gold plan is when after a team is eliminated from playoff contention, they have to continue earning points in order to earn the first overall draft pick. So basically, since Vancouver won, it was like so much pressure on Seattle Torrent to win that game. Torrent had never beaten the Minnesota Frost before, and especially it was kind of a redo of our home opener, if you recall, got shut out against Minnesota. So a lot of pressure on that game, but Torrent delivered, crowd was hype, we were partying in the stands, it was so fun.
Yeah, Barbie night did not disappoint, for sure. You know, also I feel like there's a little bit of deja vu from the previous game where look, those last 2 minutes, everyone's sort of like holding their breath, like, oh, please do not have this happen again where we're going to have to go to OT and then lose. And oh my gosh, I just was like, okay, just calm down. They can do this. They've got this. But it is exciting because that did mean that no matter what, they've locked down, you know, one or two draft pick. And I think that part is really amazing. And it was funny because after the game, you know, coach was sitting there and he said, now we can say we've beaten all the teams. And someone was like, excuse me, Vancouver. And he's like, dang it, you got me. Like, he was all excited because we finally beat the Frost. And he was like, oh no. So it was pretty funny, but it was a good game. I think something about the team that never fails to just get me is they just don't give up. No matter what the season has been, they just have not given up. And that was true that night, too. I mean, they were trying to score more. If they could have, they would have. So just a really fun game. Barbie night was fun. Ava and I got to be in the penalty box to watch warmups, which is also fun. So we had a good time. Good time that night.
I was wondering about that. I saw so many of you guys posting about being in the box. That was just before the game.
Yeah, just shout out to Women's Pro Hockey Seattle and Zoe Harris. She, as ambassadors for that, she's just so generous to us to invite us to things like that. So I just always like to give her a shout out because she's the reason that the PWHL is here. So shout out to Zoe Harris always.
That's incredible. Okay, so as you mentioned there, Heather, the gold plan has officially kicked in. Would you, Ava, mind just describing what the gold plan is? What are they still playing for in these last couple of games?
Yeah, so I think it's been fun because, you know, even though Torrent is at the bottom of the standings, the gold plan has really added so much excitement into this final week for us Torrent fans. And so basically it's an anti-tanking measure. So in other sports leagues, like after you're eliminated from playoff contention, maybe you don't really want to win games because the lower you end in the standings, the higher draft pick you can get. But with Torrent and PWHL, it's like you need to win your games at the end of the season so you can try to get the first overall draft pick. And especially for this upcoming draft, it's like a really, 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 really strong, exciting draft. Like to the point where I said this last time I was here. It's the Caitlin Clark Angel Reese draft. Like, it's of that magnitude, if not more. Amazing. I'm serious.
Amazing.
So,
all right, who are we looking for? Who are the Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark of the PWHL future?
I mean, it's Layla Edwards and it's Caroline Harvey. I mean, those are the two. And gosh, I'd be happy
with either of them.
I just, Gosh, I want Layla Edwards so badly. And her connection with Hillary Knight is one that I think would be really special on the torrent too. So I've got that special little, like, I'm crossing my fingers. Like, that is it. Even at the game, there was somebody with a sign too that held up that was like, "We want Layla Edwards." Like, and what an amazing thing for Seattle as a city too. Like, I always think about, there's players that just mean so much to a city. Like, CJ is one of those, and I feel like Layla Edwards would be as well. Just a great addition to the city.
Who are you hoping for, Ava?
Is it bad that I feel like I'm supposed to have an answer for this, but I feel like if I, like, hope for a player, we're, like, not gonna get
okay them. that is fair. I was just fully, like, torn apart by the Seattle Storm draft for the same reason, so
yeah.
Fair to not wish for one, especially when we know now that the torrent is gonna get somebody high up, right? So I read this morning, I was looking at the Seattle Times sports section. I know, I'm sorry, but they had a column about, you know, it's hard to be excited about the Kraken because they've just never really delivered, haven't performed to the, you know, expectation. But I have this sense that even though the Torrent had, you know, a rough season in terms of where they've ended up, that there actually is a lot of hope and excitement for the next season, or, you know, the future of this team. Yeah. What are you guys looking forward to in terms of next season?
You know, I like the comparison because it is two completely different situations, I feel like. And, you know, for me, this season was so much about them being here. That in itself is the success. They are here. The numbers never dwindled of attendance. You know, at the start of the season, I was posting attendance and there were so many comments that were like, "Oh, but what will happen at the middle of the season? Will you still be posting numbers then?" So every game I have posted those numbers because I think it's so important to point that out. So that is the success. So to bring so much talent in, that is a big ask. And it's a big ask to have them come together to gel. So I'm looking forward to more of that next season. And we're watching that kind of happen right now as the lines are changing and rookies are getting more starts and more time. And I think too, there's so much pressure in a first season that I know that weighed on them. It had to have. So for next season, they've got a little bit of the pressure off. Like, look at right now, right? The pressure is off except for the gold plan. They're doing amazing. You know, they're a little looser. They're a little lighter. They're scoring more. They're going to the net more. I think there's so much to be said for that. So next season, more gelling, more of the systems being in place, more of just the familiarity of them being together and hearing each other's voices on the ice too.
Yeah, and for me, I think another big factor was the Olympics. Like, this year, like, when you look at Hillary Knight, like, yeah, the Olympics was kind of the big thing this year. And now that she's, you know, retiring potentially from, you know, like, U.S. national team or what have you, like, everybody's main focus next year is going to be the Walter Cup.
Yeah.
And another key thing that makes Torrent different from Kraken is, like, you have to give Seattle fans hope, right? That's, like, Seattle fans will say, "Oh, we're used to having a team be bad," but there's always that feeling of hope, yes, right? And with PWHL compared to NHL, it's so much of a smaller league. This upcoming draft is stacked. You can really rebuild a team or dramatically change a team very quickly as compared to the NHL. So that's why there's so much hope around this team. And in addition to, like you said, the attendance, the crowds, just the vibes, there's so much hopeful vibes and, like, optimism around this team.
Absolutely. I think, like, the vibes have been impeccable for this team this season, and I have told so many people about it just, like, in casual conversation, right? Especially folks who are like, "Oh, I don't really know," or, "Oh, I don't like, you know, I don't even like hockey," and I'm like, "But just try." Just go and try, because you will find something different here, you know. Anybody want to talk about their favorite moment of this inaugural season?
I think, you know what, honestly, number one is that first home game, to be honest, just the whole thing, because, you know, we walked in there and I got to my seat and I was immediately, like, emotional, just because it was such a long road to get here. And while we knew it was coming, there's something about it that just felt so very, very special. And even yesterday I was thinking, like, like, we're here. Like, this has happened. Like, it's finally real. And I think, you know, that was the moment where it was like, oh my gosh, it happened. Even though there was so much leading up to it. But I think for me, that's like such a huge, huge moment. I don't know. Hard to top that one for me, to be honest.
How about you, Ava?
For me, it was the first ever tour at home win. Because I was looking forward to that home opener so much. But then, honestly, like, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I was nervous. Like, I honestly was nervous about, like, we're not a Canadian market. Like, it's easy to look back now and say, hey, Torrent has the highest attendance in the PWHL. That's something we can be really proud of. But, like, honestly, before that, I didn't know, like, okay, everybody's going to come to the home opener for sure.
Yeah.
How many people are going to come on later. Wednesdays?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And every Wednesday I've been at Climate Pledge Arena, there has been huge crowds.
Yeah.
And so to have them get that first home win on a Wednesday in front of the season ticket holders, in front of the people that are going to be there every night, like, it was so electric. Also, that game in and of itself was so hyped because it was like they were down, you know, power play, came back late. Like, it just felt so magical. And honestly, like, last Wednesday's game as well, when they got those gold pen points, like, something about the Wednesday game, so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the first goal too? Like, when we finally got to hear the goal song, it was like we had to wait like so many games before we finally got to hear the goal song. I think that's also special. And it was so loud when they scored, you couldn't even hear it anyway. It was like, could that be Misery Business? I think it is. So also, I love that too. That was really fun. The anticipation of that first goal and hearing the song.
Oh, I love that. I love that. How about a player who has surprised you guys this year? I think there was a lot of, you know, obviously there was a lot of excitement and attention on the fact that we were getting, you know, Captain America to come to Seattle. But I think, you know, obviously then she had to spend some time out, and we've also gotten to know so many other great, great hockey players here. Who has been just kind of like the highlight for you guys?
You know, I think Michaela Grant-Mintis is a big one for me, Bucky. Gosh, I remember her first goal as a Torrent. The whole night, she was really driving to the net. She wanted it so badly. And I had been watching her in practice. Just, she has so much energy, and she's just a complete engine that's completely going the whole time. She just never stops, and she's always on, and she's just such a light and a presence for the team too. And I don't think that really like surprised me, but what was nice was seeing it on the ice and seeing it for our fans and our market. And I think she's someone who just deserves so much praise for her whole season. And, you know, she had that time where she had to be out because she was injured, and it was such a bad timing just because she had been really on a roll. But I think she's one that just, I think fans also saw her. And I think that was really special too for the fans to get to see how she performed, because it's very impressive. So there's a lot of good players, but that one I think just pops to the front of my mind.
How about you?
Yeah, then for me, I have to give a shout out to two players. Sorry, I can't pick just one.
Great.
So the first one, Julia Gosling.
Yeah.
Julia Gosling, because as Seattle fans now, we're like, yeah, of course, Julia Gosling.
Yeah.
But like, this was a huge breakout year for her. Like, to be taken in an expansion draft from Toronto, where like, I'm pretty sure she grew up in Ontario. So now you're moving to this brand new city to have this huge breakout year, go to the Olympics. Like, she has just been so phenomenal for this team. I really hope we can keep her here in Seattle. And then also Hannah Murphy. Just an outstanding season for a rookie goaltender to be new to this league, right?
Yeah.
Play in front of these huge crowds, be outstanding. Like, I'm just so happy for her. So yeah, I think both of those players have been absolutely amazing.
Yeah, her stats were insane. Like every game, I was like, wait, how many shots did she block?
Yeah.
Incredible. I think, you know, I was really moved hearing CJ talk about getting their first start, and, you know, talking about like how much it meant that they just felt like so much love from the stands. What was that like for you guys in the audience?
Oh, CJ, I just can't say enough about CJ. I just want to gush. I just think CJ is somebody who that can be the heart and soul of a team, really, truly. And I think they are. And I think that, you know, it was interesting because they came in partway through the game previously, stopped, I think it was 9 of 9, brick wall. And I think, you know, that really spoke to also them getting the start. And yes, I think it was going to happen and at home, but that helped just propel that forward. And I think, you know, of all the people, you know, I talk about being important to the city. I just think CJ is one of those, because what a pillar for a community. And I think, you know, just seeing them get their first start is so, so special. And the fact that we got to witness that is even more special. So I could just gush, but I'm really proud of them. Not that they need that from me, but I really am. I think they're just such a light and such an amazing human being that they deserve all of the praise, all of it.
Yeah, everything Heather said. No, no. Yeah, I think it's just, I mean, there's so many amazing humans on this Torrent team, and it's been so cool to see how the city has really embraced this team and really connected with this team, not just as hockey players, but also as humans. So, like, that's hard to do, to build that genuine connection. And that's something that I think has just been awesome about the Torrent this season.
Yeah, it's been... So the other thing that's been just like really fascinating to me, I have little kids and my 4-year-old really loves hockey. He is like obsessed. We went to Canada for spring break and he was like, I want to play hockey for Canada. I was like, okay, well, we'll have to work on that citizenship problem. But but we went to, you know, I took him to the kids game, the Torrent game this year. And I felt the same way, like this like overwhelming emotion just like at the beginning, because he's sitting there next to me like, this is such a great hockey game. And he knows Hillary Knight's name. And, you know, like he's like looking around and knowing this stuff. And from the beginning, it's a real sports experience for him, right? Yep. Whereas, like, you know, I was there in the early days of the storm and the rain, and like it was not like that at the beginning, right? It was very much a different product and a different like experience in the stands. And I wondered if like, was this the season that you expected, just in terms of like those numbers coming out every single game? You know, were you guys surprised? Ava, you talked a little bit about being nervous. I think all of us in that women's sports world feel that nervousness. Like, okay, is this going to work? Like, they're betting on it. Like, is it going to work? How did you guys just feel about like the excitement and that maintaining over this season?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want, when I say I'm nervous, I don't want that to come off as shady, because I'm genuinely not. But it's when I look at a market like Minnesota, right? Yeah. You know, Minnesota Frost also plays in their NHL arena. Yeah. And it's not that I thought we were going to be doing lower numbers in Minnesota, because I know Seattle is an amazing sports city, an amazing women's sports city. I thought we were going to be doing the same numbers as Minnesota. Yeah. So for us to be doing better numbers than Minnesota, who's, again, the 2-time Walsh Cup champs, and meanwhile, we're at the bottom of the standings, I was like, oh, okay, Seattle, let's go, you know?
It means something. So cool. Yeah, it's really wild. What about you, Heather? Did you have takeaways about that?
You know, I think what was fun, I think, as the numbers were continuing to stay steady and grow, was the number of kids at games. And I think that actually speaks volumes. I think because it's more affordable.
Yes.
Also, you can take your family, right? You can take your whole family. And I think that matters so much. And I think that does matter also to attendance numbers. Like, I haven't compared ticket prices in other markets, but I know if I'm comparing it to like the Kraken, for example, it is extremely difficult to take your family. Like, forget yourself and a spouse. Like, you have a family of four. My goodness. Like, that's enough to like for a month that you're like, I can't do anything else. So I think that also matters a lot, because there are so many kids at these games. Like, that is so, to me, that's amazing. Cause they, and little girls too, that are watching and being like, okay, I think it's Kayla Barnes always says, you know, see it, be it. And I always think about that, cause I'm like, they are really watching and seeing this. And like you said, your son sitting there, I know Hillary Knight. Yeah. So I think that helps attendance numbers. So watching that too, I think was, that to me meant that we were going to continue to have those numbers. Watching that first game and seeing all the kids in the stands, I'm like, this is a family affair. This is something that everyone can get to. And to me, I was like, okay, we're good. So, I mean, I totally understand what you're saying with nervousness. It wasn't like a lack of, you know, excitement or like, you know, any sort of like doubt in it. It's just that, gosh, it's so important that we have the numbers. So I'm with you. Yeah. But yeah. I think seeing the kids did it.
Yeah, I also want to add to that too, because it's not just about the numbers either. Mm-hmm. It's like every single person in the arena is so engaged. Yes. And I think that's something that can't be quantified, but yep. like every single person is locked into the game. Every single person is cheering. I feel like, you know, as like a girl, I guess I'm a woman, but I don't know. I feel like sometimes I'll be cheering so loud in like other places and people will be like, okay, why is this girl cheering? Why is she so excited? Yes. You never get that vibe no. at a touring game because everybody's cheering.
Yes.
Yep. The players and the staff notice. Coach mentioned this the other day, talking about how much the fans are still engaged. He says right now they're playing for three things. They're playing for themselves, they're playing for the draft order, and they're playing for the fans. Those are the three main points right now. And he said, you know that that fan base is engaged when they are cheering for Murphy. They've got Murphy chants going. When they're cheering, ref, you suck. When they're, you know, so engaged with those sorts of things, you know that that fan base understands the game, the rules. And that's something that, like you said, it cannot be quantified. You feel comfortable being excited. You know, sometimes, like you said, you have to kind of like dim that light when you're excited. Not there. You can be as enthusiastic as you want. And that's special too.
It really is. And I think that's one of the things, you know, that's always drawn me to women's sports is like, okay, I can be a woman who is here and like fully engaged in the sport, and I will not be like judged or looked at for being like weird or over the top or like not knowing my place or whatever. Okay, Vancouver is the team that the Torrent failed to beat all season. Does that like kind of cement that team as the Torrent rival?
I think it's going to be on the list next season. You know, I think if we're putting goals on the list for next season, I think beating Vancouver has to be one of those goals for sure. It's interesting because I feel like rivalries, that was one that was going to be built in. And I feel like they have to kind of happen naturally. So yeah. I'm not 100% sold on it just yet. I kind of like Vancouver as a team just because I'm like, they're our West Coast neighbors. Like, they also suffered the travel like we did, you know? So I also like them. So I don't know. I think it's an interesting concept. It's going to, you know, rivalries take some time too. So we'll see. That's true. I think beating them, absolutely on the list. We need it next season.
Yeah, I also feel this kind of like bond between the Vancouver fans. Yes, Maybe it's exactly. Because like every time I would go up to Vancouver to watch a game, I'd be like, you know, I don't like Vancouver. But then just the more like Vancouver fans I interacted with, I'm like, hey, you guys are kind of fam right now. So yeah. I don't know. We're a little too good of friends with Vancouver right now. But
I love that.
I don't think Torrent is too new to have beef with another team yet, low-key. Like, we'll just see it develop.
Okay. Also, you know, like you said, like small league, you know, do you think that there will be expansion next season?
Yes.
What are you guys hoping for in terms of cities? Do we see Portland coming in here, or Bay Area? What are we need to get some more West Coast teams, I think.
I know. That would definitely be fun. I do think that they will trend more middle E, so that we do get some help that way, just because the travel was brutal for both teams, you know, to be on the road 17 days, 15 days, 8 days. And then, you know, even just the fact that they were home and then they traveled up to Vancouver and came back down and had to finish out these last three games, you know, that's brutal on a team. And after a long season. So there will be expansion, and it's exciting. And I think, you know, it's going to be really interesting when we get to expansion draft time, but I do think they will trend a little bit more our side.
Yeah, we're expecting to hear expansion news like imminently.
Yeah, like any day.
Yeah. Okay. But as somebody from Michigan, got a shout out Detroit. If they don't expand to Detroit, I don't say I'm going to crash out, but I really hope they expand to Detroit.
Detroit, Chicago, both really strong markets for you know, expansion, it's going to be certainly interesting to see where and how many, but yeah, we're hearing end of April is supposed to be news time, so we are like any moment.
Amazing. Any moment. Well, maybe we'll have an update before this even airs, so that would be exciting.
Oh, that would not be fun. Just like, and by the way, we talked about this, but let me just add in.
weekly show. This is the problem. That's incredible. I guess I had wondered as well, just, you know, what are you guys hoping in terms of the league is kind of its own unique thing. You know, there's one owner. They have really, you know, obviously poured into the teams that they currently have. In the future, you know, what are your thoughts on whether it's going to stay under one branch? You know, is that good for the league? Is it not good for the league? Yeah, any thoughts just or predictions about like kind of the future of the PWHL ownership and, you know, shape of the league?
Want to go first, Ava?
Oh, sorry. I don't have like an exact answer to that. I mean, I think having it be on under one owner has helped it grow so quickly,
yeah,
for sure. And so I can definitely see a future where it separates, but I do think having it all under one owner has helped it grow almost like exponentially. As far as like the future of the league, I just really want it to be sustainable, so I'm really hoping they can get like some type of broadcast deal.
Yeah.
And I also want them to see how they can continue to innovate on the reffing or like paying refs more, because I think that's one of the biggest issues in the current league. And I think it's definitely fixable.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just consistency. Everything, we just want consistency in roughing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
One of those things. Another women's league just struggle. Yes.
Yeah. Is this something that's common across women's leagues?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The WNBA has been struggling with that too, mm-hmm. In terms of like they get paid less for the women's games, right? And so then, like, when they get good, they move to the NBA. And so you're kind of like the training camp for the men's leagues. And so then, yeah, you're not getting the same consistency or the same quality necessarily. Yeah.
Which I have big beef with. I do not like women's leagues ever being a training camp for anything. You know, I mean, I have big problems with that, and I always have. But yeah, I think that's definitely an issue. You know, like we were talking about, there's lots of non-calls or calls that are really, I mean, you watch it back and you're like, what? There's nothing there.
Yeah.
I just don't.
Yeah.
I know it's a hard job.
I don't even know like all of the rules of hockey, but I definitely felt that way. I watched a few, like the games that I was at. I was like, wait a minute, what? Everyone seems very upset by these calls. So clearly something is wrong. yeah. Heather, do you have any thoughts just also about, you know, the future of the league and you know, shapes that it might take?
I do agree that I think under one ownership has helped it, you know, grow exponentially and quickly. I don't know that that's necessarily a good thing as it gets larger. I do worry about one person, you know, one, you know, entity sort of having control over anything. That's not just in hockey, but, you know, specifically to this. But I think the league, though, has learned a lot from the NHL. And I think that that's a good thing because they've learned ways they don't want it to happen and the ways they don't want it to grow and the ways they do want it to grow. And so I think that's also really important. And I think that's a benefit to us is that they've been watching and learning and growing. And those conversations are interesting when there's a comparison there. But I do think I want them to expand and I want it to be sustainable. So that means I also don't want them to expand too quickly, too big, too fast. So, yeah. You know, when we're talking about potentially adding 4 teams next season, I do worry a little bit about that because I think we don't want to have not enough in the pool. And there's a lot of talented players, but we also want to make sure that they get proper development too. And that means ice time. That means, you know, having the coaching staff and that means all of that too. So I think the league does it better and I think it'll continue to improve. I do believe that. I think as it grows, there's always challenges. But I have faith in the league that they'll continue to grow in the correct way.
Amazing. Okay, any just final thoughts you guys want to share with Seattle sports fans about this torrent season?
Just so thankful it's here. I mean, I can't say enough about just the fact that it's here. You know, we have so much, there's so much talent on the team, and I hope that people watching aren't discouraged by the results this season, because having a lot of talent means it's extra hard to bring them together. And I think everyone thought because they had so much talent, it would be easy. Mm-hmm. And that's just not the case. The case is, you know, we have to get systems in place and we have to get these players all moving together. And, you know, one of the things that I had not thought about, but they do have to listen and they have to understand each other's voices. And when you've played with other, you know, players for 2 years, it's hard to break out of that too. So I think there's a lot of things that will change over the season, but we're extremely lucky to have them here, to have the players we do. Coach O'Rourke and the other coaches, they are fantastic. General Manager Megan Turner is fantastic. And I have just true faith in all of them that it's going to be a great off season with new draft picks and new players. And I think we're just have to hope that we protect the ones we want and that everything goes well with expansion. But I do have faith that it's going to be a really fun season next season as well.
Yeah, I mean, I still have to pinch myself that Seattle has a PWHL team, honestly, because I was such a big fan of the PWHL, even when it was all like on the East Coast. And I didn't really think Seattle even had a chance of getting an expansion team, to be honest. So for us to even have this team, for it to be as successful as it is, like connecting with community and just circling back to what you said, Heather, about so many kids in the stands, like for us as adults, like this is amazing. But just realizing like, hey, this is the beginning of something that's even way bigger than we even imagine right now.
Yeah.
So just savoring the moment and then realizing that we're part of something even bigger.
I love that. Oh my gosh. Well, thank you both so much for all of your work over the season. I mean, it's thanks to people like you who have been covering the team too and bringing that news to everybody that the team, you know, has really had great attention on it all season. So Ava Wood, 365 Hockey Girl, you can find her on Instagram and TikTok and her newsletter as well, 365 Hockey Girl. And Heather Koimunka, you can find her amazing reporting on the Torrent at The Hockey News. Thank you guys both so much for being here. This is The Forecast. We'll be right back. Thanks again to Heather and Ava for joining us here on The Forecast to talk about the Torrent. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Forecast, Seattle's weekly women's sports show on KVRU 105.7 FM. Our show airs Tuesdays at 4 p.m. and Wednesdays at 9 a.m. You can also find us on your favorite podcast feeds. I'm Maggie Mertens, your host. We're produced by Jeff Scott Shaw. Thanks so much to Crystal Fincher, Shannon Chang, and the rest of the staff at KVRU for broadcasting our show. And thanks so much to Heather Koimunka and Ava Wood for joining us. We want to hear from you as we get the forecast off the ground and keep going into this three-team city show. Please reach out with story ideas, comments, questions, or hot takes of your own at theforecast@kvru.org on email or on Instagram at Seattle Women's Sports. For more information on us or how to support the station, head over to kvru.org. We will be back with more women's sports next week.